Lesson 137. ISH, pronounced ish, Sicily. When we add the letters ISH to an adjective, it means rather or more or less. For example, Sicily is not exactly a big island like Japan or Britain, but it's biggish compared with the other islands in the Mediterranean. What meaning do the letters ISH give when we add them to an adjective?
The letters ISH give the meaning of rather or more or less when we add them to an adjective.
Give me an example, please.
The ceiling is not exactly white, but it's whitish.
We cannot always add the letters ish to an adjective. We do not say, for example, simplish. This is because it does not sound very nice. We would instead say fairly simple. Upset, feel upset, terribly. What would I mean if I said, my plans for the future have all been upset by the interference of my father?
If you said that your plans for the future had all been upset by the interference of your father, you would mean that he had not agreed with your plans and had made you change them, etc.
If you upset a drink over a lady's dress, what did you say and do?
If I upset a drink over a lady's dress, I'd say, I'm terribly sorry, and would try to help her clean the dress in some way.
If I said, I'm feeling very upset today, what would I mean?
If you said that you were feeling very upset today, you'd mean that something unpleasant had happened to you, or you had seen something unpleasant, etc.
Wreck, misfortune, shipwreck, take to. How would you feel, and what would you do, if all your plans for the future were wrecked through some accident or some piece of misfortune? Describe what happens in a shipwreck.
In a shipwreck, the ship sinks and people take to small boats or drown.
Advertise. Sale, for sale. Advertisement. Advertising, commercial, product. How would you advertise the fact that you had a house for sale?
I'd advertise the fact that I had a house for sale by putting an advertisement in the newspaper.
What do you think's the best form of advertising for selling a commercial product? Some in interrogative sentences. Usual. We sometimes use the words some, somebody, and something in interrogative sentences instead of the usual any, anybody, and anything. We generally do this when we expect a positive answer, and especially when we offer something to somebody. For example, would you like some more tea? Is there somebody here you're looking for? Would you like me to buy you something nice for Christmas, etc.? When do we use some, somebody, and something in interrogative sentences instead of the usual any, anybody, and anything?
We use some, somebody, and something in interrogative sentences instead of the usual any, anybody, and anything when we expect a positive answer, and especially when we offer something to somebody.
Give me an example of each, please.
Would you like some more tea? Did I hear somebody ring the front doorbell just then? Would you like something nice for dinner?
Bargain. Over. Second hand. Get the better of the bargain. Basement. What would I mean if I said that I had to bargain for over an hour when I bought my second hand car, but eventually got the better of the bargain?
If you said that you had to bargain for over an hour when you bought your second hand car, but eventually got the better of the bargain, you would mean that you had bought a car that was not new and that, for more than an hour, you had to argue about the price, because the price was not fixed. Eventually, the deal was to your advantage, which meant you got the car cheaper than the expected price.
What kind of goods would we expect to find in the bargain basement of a shop?
The kind of goods we'd expect to find in the bargain basement of a shop would be those which the shop was able to sell more cheaply than at the normal price.
Caution. cautiously. In what kind of situations do people move very cautiously?
The kind of situations in which people move very cautiously is when there's danger, etc.
How many times do the police caution you about bad driving before they take away your license? Deliver. Mail, beforehand, set free. At what time do they deliver the mail at your house? If you had to deliver a speech, would you carefully prepare notes beforehand, or would you give it off the cuff? Which would sound more natural?
Delivering the speech off the cuff would sound more natural.
What do we mean when we say, the prisoners were delivered from the enemy?
When we say that the prisoners were delivered from the enemy, we mean that they were set free.
Critic. Do you think critics serve a useful purpose? If so, what? Do they always know what they are talking about? Idiom 40. Hard up equals having very little money. For example, I can't let you have any money this week. I'm very hard up. What does the idiom hard up mean?
The idiom hard up means having very little money.
Give me an example, please.
We were so hard up, we couldn't even buy a newspaper.
Opposition, sadly.